Hey, good morning, everybody. We are GFBS. We're Grand Forks' best source, and it's time now for your morning update for this Friday, December 2nd, brought to you by Burggraf's Ace Hardware and Paint at Grand Forks, the helpful place right here at the corner of the Grand Cities Mall on South Washington, your lawn and garden and grilling headquarters. You know, they still got grills in there, but now they're tuned towards winter. All right, shovels, salt, roof rakes. I love their Milwaukee heated gear. And I tell you what, check out their large assortment of Christmas lights, man. They've got pretty much everything there. In fact, Grand Forks' best source, we get all our stuff there. You can see their full list of department and store services by going to acehardware.com. And call them up, too, 701-738-0455. Burggraf's Ace Hardware and Paint. Ace is the helpful place. Well, our weather today, we might be in a weather situation here, but windy. With afternoon snow, though, this could make travel hazardous this afternoon. So if you are going to be out and about driving, be very careful, all right? Our high today, 27. Tomorrow, not much better. 90% chance of snow and a lot colder, too. 15 for a high. And then on to Sunday, sunny skies with a high of 29. We might even hit 30 for Sunday. Well, the University of North Dakota will soon have robots called KiwiBots traveling across the campus to deliver food. Now, while the notion of having the convenience of that service, some have questions about the overall safety and how it could impact students financially. Now, I just find it really exciting that UND is continuing to take steps to be innovative and trying something for the first time, said Katie Elliott. She's the UND campus liaison. Elliott also said this is the first campus in North Dakota to have this service. Well, a Thief River Falls couple has been charged with numerous tax crimes in Minnesota. Harlan and Nancy Kirkguide are being charged with three felony counts each of failing to file individual income tax returns and failing to pay income tax. Kirkguide allegedly failed to file returns and pay income tax for tax years 2019 through 2021. According to complaints, the couple earned enough income through their business, Harlan's Boats R Us, during those years to be required to file and pay tax in the state. Now, the complaints say the Kirkguides owe more than $19,100 in income tax penalties and interest. Each tax-related felony charge carries a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison, a $10,000 fine, or both. Charges were announced by the Minnesota Department of Revenue. Well, now that we're in the salt season, the State Pollution Control Agency is asking everyone to do their part and help protect Minnesota's freshwater resources. The MPCA says salt is commonly overapplied, sending too much chloride into our lakes and streams. Now, chloride is toxic to fish and other aquatic wildlife. Officials estimate we scatter 445,000 tons of salt across Minnesota each year. And once it's in the water ecosystem, it stays there forever. Some tips for using less salt include shoveling and scraping more, sweeping up salt on dry surfaces, and don't salt when it is 15 degrees or colder because most salts stop working at those temperatures. Well, here we go with your most daily dish for this Friday. And man, does this sound delicious for a nice chilly winter day. Shepherd's pie, one of my favorites. Ground beef and lamb with onions, carrots, and peas topped with garlic and Parmesan mashed potatoes. Man, that sounds good. It's only $12. Most daily dish today in the Grand Cities Mall. Check out the daily dish or anything on their new menu. You're going to love it, man. Moe's Cafe right here in the Grand Cities Mall. Well, the Grand Forks Police Department is remembering a longtime lieutenant who recently passed away. Lieutenant retired Audney Ellingson served 38 years for the Grand Forks Police Department, retired in 1997. He passed away Thursday, November 24th, at home with family, including his son, Sergeant retired Mark Ellingson. Audney Ellingson was laid to rest yesterday. Lieutenant Ellingson left behind a legacy, and he will be missed, the department said in a post on their Facebook page. Grand Forks Police Department thanks you, Lieutenant Ellingson, for your dedicated service to this community. Ellingson served in the U.S. Army in the 50s, was stationed at Fort Hood, Texas, and Fort Knox, Kentucky, received his honorable discharge, and then came back to North Dakota. He attended Ockers Business College in Grand Forks, became a police officer with the Grand Forks Police Department shortly after. Ellingson attended the FBI Academy in 1979. He was also a graduate of the Dale Carnegie's Leadership Program. And finally, in sports, NHL last night, the Minnesota Wild beat Edmonton 5-3. Krill the Thrill with a goal and a couple of assists. Man, that dude is on a tear. Boys high school hockey. Fargo South Shanley shutting out Grand Forks Central 3-0. Red River beats Devils Lake 9-1. Girls High School Basketball, Grafton over East Grand Forks. Tonight, East Grand Forks will host Central. Boys High School Basketball, Eastside beat Kitson County Central. Now, just like the girls, this time Grand Forks Central will host East Grand Forks tonight in Boys Hoops. Boys High School Hockey tonight, Eastside hosting Matamidi at 7:30. College Ladies Hoops tonight, UND hosting Wisconsin Superior. And college hockey this weekend, UND traveling to St. Cloud for a series against the number 3-ranked St. Cloud State Huskies. And finally, the North Dakota High School Activities Association has unanimously accepted to move forward with the 3-class proposal for boys and girls basketball. Well, there you go. That is your morning update, brought to you by Executive Properties.
Our team of professionals at Executive Properties Construction have over 30 years of experience. We pride ourselves on doing quality work at a reasonable rate for our customers. Just check out what past customers have said in our amazing Google reviews. Then contact us today to get started on a bid for your next project. You can call us at 701-330-1273 or email info@executiveproperties.org. And check it out. We're hiring. We're building our new team for snow removal for this upcoming season. Contact Jess for more info at jess@executiveproperties.org.
Well, there you go. Midwest Pixel Pros, by the way, is on at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Hey, everybody, have yourself a great weekend, and we'll see you Monday morning. Remember to like, share, tag, and follow us on your favorite app, too. Grand Cities, we know, is an awesome place. Grand Forks' best source is giving it an identity again.
Team of professionals at Executive Properties Construction.